Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Shady Lane has hit the town like a bomb. The back fence gossip ain't been this good since Mabel ran off with Tom.
Now, town was peaceful. It has been said that when you are the lead pack dog, the other dogs are constantly barking at you, but they're only seeing one part of your anatomy. For 3 days now, yours truly, Michael Savage, has been focusing on pornography. I have no idea whether it's tuition, intuition, otherworldly senses. I have no idea how this happens. But it's strange that there's a case in Los Angeles that is going to be a seminal case in pornography, equivalent to that Larry Flint brought way back when, which has put pornography in everybody's life. And what's strange about the case is that it was sent to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and we were told, now listen to this, we were told that by random, a certain judge got the case, the porno case, to preside over. His name was Judge Kaczynski. It comes out today that the chief judge who got the case by random, Kaczynski, just happened to be found out today to have posted sexually explicit matter on his website. It's a story that should shock you on every level. First of all, we know it's a lie when we hear that cases are randomly selected by judges, particularly in the Ninth Circuit, which is the most corrupt court in America. It's the equivalent of a communist court under Stalin. Everybody knows that. These are monstrous Bolsheviks, every last one of them. I know a lot about the Ninth Circuit because my case against CARE is going to wind up in the hands of these monsters. Which is why, of course, I'm trying to fight it so we can get it above that level. But I don't want to talk about me. We're told that this porno case, a seminal case, remember I talked to you the other day about it? There's a guy in L.A., a dirtbag, a filth of the lowest order, a degenerate, who should be swinging from a yardarm and keelhauled, in my opinion. A piece of human offal that a rat is higher than this one, produces films that shows defecation, shows bestiality, and he says it's art. And, of course, it's going to go to the so-called Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and they're going to decide whether it's art or pornography and whether that dirtbag should go to jail. But it's strange to me that we're told, we the sheeple were told that cases are randomly assigned in the courts. Just by accident, it winds up in the hands of a man who has pornography on his own computer, which includes women painted like cows, men having sex with animals that are aroused, and we're supposed to believe he got this case by accident. Now, what else do we know about Alex Kaczynski? You would say he's a liberal. He was appointed by Carter or Clinton. You're wrong. Appointed by Ronald Reagan. That's right. Conservative appointed by Ronald Reagan. Ninth Circuit's chief judge posted sexually explicit matter on his website. He acknowledges that he had posted sexually explicit photos and videos. But listen to what he said. He said he didn't think the public could access the site. Duh. Included a photo of naked women on all fours, painted to look like cows, and a video of a half-dressed man cavorting with a sexually aroused farm animal. Some of the material was inappropriate, he conceded, although he defended other sexually explicit content as funny. Now, this is going to take a little while to talk about. This is the same judge who recently fought a move to install some kind of devices in the computers of judges in courts that would have permitted them to monitor what was going on in the courts. Several years ago, for example, after learning that appeals court administrators had placed filters on computers that denied access to pornography and other materials. Kaczynski led a successful effort to have the filters removed. Do you hear what I just said to you? He was appointed by the federal to the federal bench by then President Ronald Reagan in 1985. He has a national reputation for a brilliant legal mind and has developed a reputation as a champion of the First Amendment, right to freedom of speech and expression. So several years ago, appeals court administrators placed filters on computers that would have denied access to porno. Kaczynski leads an effort to have the filters removed. He wants porno on the computers in the courts. Now, I have a question for you. Here's a sober as a judge man. You know the phrase, sober as a judge. Now we see their private selves publicly displayed. I have a question for you, and there's a number of questions for you. As far as being shocked by the fact that the man likes to see women dressed up, painted as farm animals, or that he gets his jollies by looking at aroused animals, I cannot comment upon that. I have no idea how people are wired. But I do know that we're all unique, and I also know that we're all a little whacked out. I also know that we're all a little bizarre when it comes to sexuality. I mean, nobody is, you know, the white sheet, missionary position kind of personality. Let's be clear about that. When it comes to sex, it's really nobody's business what you do. As long as it's consensual, no one is hurt, and there are no children involved. That's how I see it. It's really not your business what Judge Kaczynski does. What is your business is that he has no judgment, this judge. For a judge to lack the judgment to prevent the public from peering into his private life indicates that he's disqualified from the bench. Next case, hang him high from the nearest yard on. Question, do you think Judge Kaczynski should recuse himself at the very least? Ha, ha, ha. Har, har, hardy, har, har. No, he shouldn't recuse himself. It makes no difference that he likes women dressed up as farm animals. He gets his rocks off looking at an erect animal. Now, that's fine. He's the one who should sit over a porno case. Should Judge Kaczynski be forced to step down as a judge and go to work at the Bolt Law School or Yale or one of the other institutions of lower living? You know, there was a movie years ago called Being There where Peter Sellers was the star, and it was, strangely enough, written by an author named Jerzy Kaczynski. I'm sure there's no relationship between Judge Kaczynski and Jerzy Kaczynski. But the film Being There was about an incompetent, I think a gardener, who becomes president, and the character was called Chance the Gardener. It was prescient in the sense that we then got George Bush. Now, it's true that George Bush could never have been played by Peter Sellers, nor is it true that George Bush was a gardener, because he never was. He did chop wood. But here we have one of the highest-ranking federal judges in the United States currently presiding over a seminal obscenity trial. Seminal is a highly selected word. And he's maintained a publicly accessible website featuring sexually explicit photos and videos. It included a photo of naked women on all fours painted to look like cows. How's that, ladies? How do you feminists feel about that? And a video of a half-dressed man cavorting with a sexually aroused farm animal. Now, Kaczynski, age 57, said that he thought the site was for his private storage and that he was not aware the images could be seen by the public. Although he also said he had shared some material on the site with friends. It's starting to sound a little icky, like a certain local liberal talk show host who's now got an electronic bracelet on his foot. It'd be strange to me if that talk show host case winds up in the good Judge Kaczynski's courtroom. That'd be, you know, if they both wind up with electronic bracelets on their feet. After the interview Tuesday evening, he blocked public access to the site. Asked whether the contents of his site should force him to step aside from the pending obscenity trial, Judge Kaczynski declined to comment. Opening statements in the trial are scheduled for this morning. In the case, Ira Isaacs, I'd like to puke when I say the name, a so-called filmmaker, I'd like to vomit when I say the name, based in Los Angeles, is accused of distributing criminally obscene sexual fetish videos depicting bestiality and defecation. Now, one law professor at NYU, if you want to call NYU a law professor, anyone at NYU a law professor, but some character at NYU who calls himself a law professor, who specializes in legal ethics, which is a joke, how any lawyer can specialize in legal ethics is beyond me. That would be like hiring someone who runs a cat house to talk about the ethics. He told the LA Times that the judge should recuse himself from the Isaacs case because, quote, the public can reasonably question his objectivity. You're the public. You're the public. They actually admit that you, the public, can reasonably question the judge's objectivity. I love the way they put it. There's going to be no outrage over this across America. Oh, no. But the lawyer who said that, the law professor at NYU, Mr. Gillers, who has known Judge Kaczynski for years, has called him a treasure of the federal judiciary. Treasure of the federal judiciary? Well, I'll let that one stand for a while. He said he took the judge at his word that he did not know the site was publicly available, but he said Kaczynski was seriously negligent in allowing it to be discovered. I'd hate to be the judge's dry cleaner, that's all I could say. I'd hate to have to take those robes into my dry cleaning plant. The phrase sober as a judge resonates with the American public, the legal professor said. We don't want them to reveal their private selves publicly. This is going to upset a lot of people, close quote. Giller said the disclosure would be humiliating for Kaczynski and would, quote, harm his reputation in many quarters, but that the controversy should die there. He added, however, that if the public concludes the website was intended for the sharing of pornographic material, quote, that's a transgression of another order. It would be very hard for him to come back from that, said the law professor at NYU. Judge Kaczynski said he would delete some material from his site, including the photo depicting women as cows, which he said was, quote, degrading and just gross. He also planned to get rid of a graphic step-by-step pictorial in which a woman is seen shaving her pubic hair. Kaczynski said he must have accidentally uploaded those images to his server while intending to upload. Oh, yeah. Oh, he was doing it. I see his research. Ah, he's using the talk show host's excuse. After all, he's a judge. He didn't really get his rocks off looking at a woman shaving herself or seeing women painted as a cow. He was probably reviewing a case, a very important case. The sexually explicit material on Kaczynski's site earlier this week was extensive, including images of. Shall I read this to you? I will, the minute I return right here in the Savage Nation. Don't go away.
Savage.
A drink of rum.
We are playing the Banana Boat song for no particular reason, but somehow it relates to this story. I don't know how yet. In the kaleidoscope of my mind, this song fits.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
It is funny. I mean, when you think about it, you can imply an awful lot of things from this song with this judge. Oh, so we are talking about the Ninth Circuit's. Here's one of the top federal judges in the country. Allegedly was going to be appointed to the Supreme Court by a conservative president. Excuse me, a Republican president. Because of his brilliant legal mind. Now, he's not native to America. Just a little side note. He's native to Romania, I think. Romania. Parents survived the Holocaust. Hates communism. So he was just saying he hates communists and communism. Immediately, he came to the attention of the movie star actor Ronald Reagan. And, of course, the next thing was the taking of Pelham 123. Here he is sitting in his magnificence. Black robe, making jokes of everybody in the courtroom like the Caesar he's become. He became the commissar that he hated in Russia. What could be better? Gets invited to liberal parties that Slate puts on down in Malibu. Oh, yeah, we found that. Alex Kaczynski's 1996 Slate diary, pajama and lingerie party that he wrote for Slate magazine. I guess he's the sort of Henry Kissinger of the judiciary. Remember those sad pictures of Henry Kissinger? Doing like dancing, go-go dancing or whatever. He would condemn our men to getting killed in Vietnam and next he'd be seen as at Studio 54 dancing old Hank Kissinger. So he goes to the annual pajama and lingerie party and where various things go on and blah, blah, blah. At the end of it, he says, As we drive away, we marvel at the event we just attended. It was certainly different and wonderful in many ways and breathtakingly expensive. But decadent, writes the judge, not really. This is in 1996. Inside, a few revelers were milling about, except they're in pajamas, robes, and teddies. A few men are wearing women's makeup and lingerie. Everyone else is wearing lingerie. Nothing to it. Today it's commonplace. He was ahead of his time. But let us go back to the obscenity trial that the judges is presiding over. I'll now go back to the images that they found in his computer. The women we told you about. We're not going to repeat that. Kaczynski said he would delete some material from his site, including the photo depicting women as cows, which he said was degrading and just gross. The judge said he planned to get rid of a graphic step-by-step pictorial in which a woman is seen shaving her pubic hair. Kaczynski said he must have accidentally uploaded those images to his server while intending to upload something else. I guess he was going on the Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts of America website to see if he could donate, and somehow he hit the wrong key. I mean, you know, you got to give the man the benefit of the doubt. Perhaps he was going on a patty cake website to learn how to make a chocolate layer cake. He said, I would not keep those files intentionally. I had no desire to upload pictures of women as cows. The judge pointed out that he never used appeals court computers to maintain the site. The sexually explicit material on Kaczynski's site earlier this week was extensive, including images of, well, masturbation, public sex, and contortionist sex. There was a slideshow striptease featuring a transsexual and a folder that contained a series of photos of women's crotches as seen through snug-fitting clothing or underwear. There were also themes of defecation and urination, though they are not presented in a sexual context. Kaczynski, who was named chief judge of the Ninth Circuit last year, is considered a judicial conservative. Can't they just say a judicial Republican, please, and not be smear the word conservative anymore? Can they just say judicial Republican? He was appointed to the federal bench by then-President Ronald Reagan in 1985. Well, we heard all of this. Kaczynski said he didn't think any of the material on his website would qualify as obscene. Oh, my God! It wouldn't be considered obscene? Masturbation, public sex, contortionist sex, transsexual, stripping, photos of women's crotches seen through snug-fitting clothing, also themes of defecation and urination. So to this fine, upstanding legal scholar and legal mind, he said that none of these images would be obscene. And he's overseeing one of the biggest pornography trials in American history since the last big one. Ladies and gentlemen, I, Judge Savage, rest my case. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Extra, extra, hear all about it. Ninth Circuit's chief judge posted sexually explicit matter on his website, sitting on large porno trial. This is the Savage Nation. There are other stories I'm going to get to. Abu Dhabi is buying the Chrysler building. We have become a banana republic under George Bush. Under George Bush, we have become a banana republic. He has totally debased and destroyed the United States of America. I don't know how he gets away with it. I haven't any idea how they can continue to do this to us. Yesterday says he's sorry that he was too macho, the war was wrong. Meanwhile, your son may be stuck over there in Iraq fighting that man's war. Oh, that's astounding to me. Now we wake up today and find out that the Chrysler building is going to the Arabs in Abu Dhabi. So you say, well, who cares who owns it? Oh, who cares who owns it, huh? You're going to wake up the next day and find out the White House was sold to India? That the guy who bought Jaguar cars from the English is going to buy the White House next? Or maybe why don't they just outsource the military? I've said that for years now. With the mentality of George Bush and the Congress that we have today, they could outforce the U.S. Navy, for example, and give it to Korea and say, well, they build ships. They can build them better than we can and for less money. And we're free market Republicans. We have to go where the bottom line is. We've got to squeeze the most profit out of everything. So we're turning the U.S. Navy over to Korea. It doesn't matter north or south either, because we believe in a world without borders. So we're going to let Pyongyang build our Navy for us. In fact, we're going to put Koreans on our ships. But they're going to still wear the American uniform because it's going to be more cost efficient. Well, let's get back to the judge. So here, the case gets more interesting. The judge says he doesn't think any of these images are obscene. Images of masturbation, public sex, and contortionist sex. Women's crotches are seen through snug-fitting clothing. Themes of defecation and urination. Not presented, though, in a sexual context. Well, hey, he's a real Boy Scout, this one. In other words, he just likes to look at a person making. But as long as they're not making it at the same time they're making, he finds it okay. That was close. Whoa. Man, whew, am I glad that he doesn't get off on defecation and urination. I'm glad he just looks at it from a clinical point of view. What? What country am I living in? So the judge says he didn't think any of the material he posted on his website would qualify as obscene. He says, is it prurient? I don't know what to tell you. I think it's odd and interesting. He said it's part of life. Well, judge, let me explain something to you. I personally don't think that themes of defecation and urination are part of life in terms of sharing with others on the internet. I mean, we all have to do it, but basically we don't look at it. If you like looking at that stuff, you're a sick puppy, man. You belong in the same place that the talk show host is going, which may not be a far, far better place than you've ever gone to, but it certainly will be a far, far better place than you're going to go to if this keeps up. Before the site was taken down, visitors to www.alex.kaczynski.com were greeted with the message, quote, ain't nothing here, you all best be moving on, compadre, close quote. Only those who knew to type in the name of a subdirectory could see the content on the site, which also included some of Kaczynski's essays and legal writings, as well as music files and personal photos. The judge said he began saving the sexually explicit materials and other items of interest years ago. He said, quote, people send me stuff like this all the time, close quote. Now, here's the interesting part that you have to think about. He keeps the things he finds interesting or funny with the thought that he might later pass them on to friends, he said. Now, let's go back to this, because if he says that he stores these things on his site for sharing, and if we can conclude that the website was intended for the sharing of pornographic material, he has now transgressed the law itself, says Judge Savage. Now we come back to the issue. Here is a judge presiding over an obscenity trial, and not just any obscenity trial. This trial, this obscenity trial, if it's found in favor of the dirty scum, the filth from the sewer, the rat with the ponytail, the rat, the human rat, the dirty dog, the vermin, the rat with mouth, the rat with teeth, the rat with human DNA, the rat who made that film, that rat, that verminous rat who says he's an artist, not a rat, making movies about defecation, movies about animals and with people. If that rat is found to be an artist instead of the dirtbag he is because of this judge, you're now going to see on your corner store defecation and bestiality because of this judge. That's why I say, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you can only find this judge guilty as charged. You can only find this judge guilty as charged on the Savage Nation, guilty not only of being sympathetic to the defendant in this case, and clearly sympathetic to the defendant in this case, but the judge also guilty, in my opinion, of holding sexually explicit images on his website in order to share them with others. Sharing pornographic material, my friends, is, as you know, a violation of the law itself. I rest my case. I'll take your calls. Houston, Texas 7, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, love your show. Appreciate the chance to talk to you. Look, you'd use the term objectivity on this judge, and obviously he's a deviant, but when you come right down to it, if it's art or pornography, as somebody who's extremely conservative, never been exposed to any form of pornography, any deviant images, they're not going to be able to judge whether or not it's obscene or whether it's just pornography. Now, I mean, you and I probably...
Well, you make a very good point, so I suggest that they do an extra judicial move here, and they don't use a judge to be the judge. They should go down to the porno district, and they should get some guy with pimples on his face with earrings and nose rings and nipple rings and other rings and put him in a black robe and let him be the judge, because he knows more about the material than any judge does. So by your logic, we should use a clerk at a porno store as the judge.
Never accidentally downloaded any of these videos. It's a matter of choice. What makes you and me conservative men is the fact that we choose to do something or we do not choose to do something.
Well, the big story here is this. It's not that the judge may like these images and gets off on them. I mean, I don't know what the next man likes or doesn't like. I've said that right at the beginning. I'm not going to sit here like judge, jury, and executioner, although it may sound as though I'm doing that. The big issue here is the following. We have known the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is the most overturned court in America, is the most corrupt in the land. We also know it's the most liberal in the land. Now, where are we to believe that this case on pornography was just by chance thrown into this guy's hands? You know that that's not what happened. You know it was shopped to him, which is, again, illegal. They rigged a deck of cards to make sure this perv judge who likes porno got the case.
And it doesn't matter to me at the end of the day because this is not an important part of my life. It's not an important part of 99% of the people out there.
All right, now, okay, yes, it is important to you, and I will tell you why. It is important to you because if this judge deems that images of defecation, urination, and bestiality, sex with animals, is perfectly okay, and that it is not pornography, you will soon be seeing that in a hotel room when you go on the road, perhaps a Marriott, a Holiday Inn, another fine establishment run by upstanding Christian conservatives who like a good buck as well as they like anything else, just like the missionaries who no longer practice the missionary position, their descendants. The missionaries, of course, who went to Hawaii years ago, went to do good, and they did very well indeed by stealing the land from the Hawaiians, that you know. And, of course, they don't really care if what's shown in their hotel rooms. They don't put a Gideon Bible in the room anymore. They put porno in the Bible. In other words, I'm surprised you don't open a Bible and have pornography pop out because it might be another profit center for the good folks who run Marriott. Thanks for the call. Could you play the Naughty Lady of Shady Lane while I drink some seltzer water here? I love the seltzer water.
The Lady of Shady Lane has hit the town like a bomb.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye, all rise. Judge Savage is entering the court.
Since Mabel ran off the
Turn it off already. This song doesn't work. Can you get me the Hear Ye piece that we did years ago? I love that one. I'm sure you have it. Let me turn to an earlier writer on the issue of pornography and men of judges of this type. The show of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom, they hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have wrought evil unto themselves. Yeah, okay. They shall eat the fruit of their doings. Well, let's not go there. I don't even want to think about them eating the fruit of their doings. Because if he were to eat the fruit of his doings, he'd be sent back to Romania to run a grocery store. Do you have anything to say about this? Or do you think I shouldn't even be talking about it? I should be talking about Democrats versus Republicans. Hey, Mike, get back to bashing them Dems. Why don't you talk about Obama and McCain, man? We got an important election here. Yeah, forget about it. McCain. Yesterday he said he's going to veto any beer, McCain. Today he's going to pick a liberal for the vice president. You know, I got to tell you something. If you were to design a campaign to fail, you couldn't do a better job than John McCain's bartender is doing. It was unbelievable to me. A month ago, he says, screw you to the conservatives. I don't need the right wing. I only need, I don't know what, but I don't need the people who put me in power. That's what he said a month ago, moron Kane, John McMoron. And now he says he's going to pick a super liberal New York mayor to be his running mate in order to assuage who? See, Obama at least has intelligent people running his campaign. He's going to pick a military guy to be his VP, as I predicted he would a week ago, right in this show. Yours truly, Michael Savage, the top dog in radio, maybe not in terms of audience, but in terms of ideas, delivery, humor, intelligence, insights, research, history, historical knowledge, scientific knowledge, writer extraordinaire, top dog in radio, Michael Savage. A week ago, I said to you that Obama will likely pick a person with a distinguished career in the military as a VP to counterbalance McCain's war record. And I said McCain should pick somebody to the right of himself, but no doubt he will pick someone to the left of himself. I said it. See, I see all. I am the Swami. I don't have a crystal ball. I just have a logical mind. That's all. Now, logic is so long gone in America that when you have it, it's almost like having a crystal ball. San Diego, Paul, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. All I have to say is that you're a genius in a nutshell. I mean, without all the, you know what I mean? I mean, another thing is I've been going by your motto, the horse race theory. You know, like you say, like in life, don't just have one thing that you strive for. Have
right.
Like,
I learned that long ago. Like, let's say you have something going and you have two or three other little things. Then you have another opportunity. You run all the horses. You don't put yourself on one horse.
I lived that motto since I was 29 when I first heard your show. I'm 40. I'm going to be 41. I just got my first book published. My name's Paul Allen Leoncini, or Leoncini, if you...
All right, look, Paul, I appreciate it. I hope you do well, but please, don't plug a book like that. That's not fair to me. I thought you were going to compliment me and say that for years I've been saying the stench from the bench is making me clench, and here it proves to be true. That's what I thought you were going to say. How many years have I said to you, my audience, the stench from the bench is making me clench. Of course I was talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Feh, pew. But now we got another one now appointed by Reagan. No one wants to talk about it, and I know why. Because you haven't heard about this story except from my show. The golfer didn't talk about it. Wallbanger didn't talk about it. Leprechaun wouldn't talk about it. He has his own problems with loofahs and a history with a payoff and a schmear job to get the case pushed out of the picture. But look, everyone has something. The point I'm making is you haven't heard about the case, so you can't really comment yet. I understand that. I have to give you a meat and potato story to comment on. All right. Oil trophy, Abu Dhabi to buy Chrysler building. Should they be allowed to buy the Chrysler building? Should America put in laws like they have in Mexico where foreigners can't buy signature properties and sensitive industries? What good is the law? They're going to get around it anyway. They own the judges. That's all. It comes back again to the stench from the bench is making me clench. We pass a law in the state of California which says no public money for no medication, no education for illegal aliens, right? It's shopped to a filthy, dirty, degenerate, bum woman judge whose husband was the head of the ACLU. Vermin, communist vermin on the courts. And they get away with it. They go home. They have dinner. They have families. They have grandchildren just like you. But they're no good. They're not Americans. They're communists. They're outright dictators, little petty dictators. And we thought the Republicans were going to straighten out the legal profession for us. Oh, unbelievable. Images of masturbation, public sex, and contortionist sex. Why do people have to look at this stuff? What do you mean contortionist sex? How can you have sex while doing contortions? Isn't it hard enough to have sex without doing contortions? What do you mean contortionist sex? I don't even understand this. I'm like my aunt now. I become like my aunt. I'm no naive baby. What is contortionist sex? Why must you have contortions when you're having sex? Can't you just hold a woman and kiss her and make love to her? What do you mean contortionist sex? What's wrong with these people? What's wrong with their heads that they have to look at defecation and urination to get excited? What happens to the human mind? Play the courtroom sound.
Hear ye, hear ye. The court of the Savage Nation is now in session. The Honorable Judge Michael Savage presiding. All rise.
Nah, not too good. I'll have to redo the soundbite. It's close, but not what I was looking for. Particularly in a case like this, when you say all rise, it has a double meaning, and I don't even want to go there. I'll be right back. Savage. Judge said it was strictly by chance that he wound up presiding over the Isaacs trial in U.S. District Court in Los Angeles. Strictly by chance, okay. Appeals court judges occasionally hear criminal cases when they have free time on their calendars. And the Isaacs case was one of the two he was given, the judge said. Now, you and I both know that this was not by chance. You and I know this case was shopped to this judge who is obviously, let's say, predisposed to being liberal on the issue of pornography, and that the Isaacs case is already a foregone conclusion. No matter who the jury is, this judge, being such a brilliant jurist, is going to swing the jury in the direction of it's not obscene. So right away, you know that the case is biased from the beginning. The judge, A, has to be taken off the case. That's the minimum we the people are going to demand. Now, they're not listening to the show. You know, they're far too busy for this. They're busy having their robes martinized in the afternoon. After all of the hard work they did all day around this time, they have to take the robes in for special, a private martinizing. They have apparently a dry cleaners in the basement of the Ninth Circuit that takes out stains from the blue robes so that no one gets to see them. Missouri Jeff, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Michael, since when is sex a spectator sport anyway? Everybody in the media seems to think that everything is okay anymore. I am the white construction worker out here in the Midwest that nobody cares about. I don't understand why my viewpoint, my family's viewpoint, my church's viewpoint, everybody's viewpoint is negated
right. Everybody's viewpoint matters. Well, we know the liberals have discounted the white heterosexual Christian male, but would you have expected John McCain to have given you the middle finger?
I really expect all of them to give me the middle finger anymore. I don't expect any of them to do anything for me. I'm angry. I'm so mad all the time. I don't know what to do with them.
Well, look, I don't want to, you know, steam up your ire, but I'm not in a different boat than you are. What do you think I am every day? You think anyone represents me in Washington or in the state capitol or in the local city hall here? I can't get a street paved. I can't get a pothole filled from these bureaucratic scum, these liars and thieves who run the counties and the states and the governor, the governorship. You go up and down the line, they're all thieves and liars.
Why we listen to you. You're the one that's telling the truth. You're the one that's saying, one of these days, white America, I hate to say it, white America, and I don't mean just white people. I mean all of America that stands for the values that this country was set upon and made upon and built upon are going to rise up and say, you know what? We don't need this anymore. We don't need you anymore. We're done.
Well, the problem is that they've made it so that you can't rise up. The only thing they haven't yet done is take away your guns. But that will happen very shortly. The only other thing they have not yet done is close down talk radio with the Fairness Doctrine. But we know the Republicans are just as anxious to close down Michael Savage and others in the business, by the way, who point out what they really are, as the Democrats are. So we've got two things left that they're going to take away as sure as I'm sitting here. The guns and free speech. That's what they're going to go for next, Jeff. Because remember, without talk radio like this, they could get away with virtual murder. Here you have a president who got away with a war, an illegal war. He admits the war was wrong, and nothing happens, and he doesn't bring the troops home. And to top it off, he continues the persecution in the form of legal cases against guys like Lieutenant Colonel Chassani, who I've supported. How much worse can it get than a guy who's being persecuted by George Bush, who could end it tomorrow, and he gives an interview, a soft interview in Europe, and says he's sorry for the war, basically, that he's sorry he was so macho. Now, what in the world could go on worse than this for a guy who's facing a court-martial, if you think you got it bad, Jeff?
Yeah, I've got friends.
Look, I'm perplexed by the situation. This is A Guide for the Perplexed by Michael Savage. I'll be back.
Savage.
Warning, The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
The Savage Nation is now in session. The Honorable Judge Michael Savage presiding. All rise.
All right. Now play something else, like whatever you want. A Shady Lane, whatever, until I get into this. My mind is no longer... Now, poor people in this country have long known that judges are not to be trusted. Middle-class people have had faith in judges, and, of course, rich people have always had faith in the judges they could buy. Today we are shocked because our worst fears have been revealed. Let us say it's the equivalent of the black robe of the judge has been pulled back, and what we see has made us gag. Ninth Circuit's chief judge posted sexually explicit matter on his website. Now, you may say, what's the difference? Everyone has their own right to privacy, and you're 100% right. I have said that. However, this judge is not just any judge. He happens to be the chief judge of one of the most controversial, because it is the most liberal court in the United States of America. It's a top federal court. It is the most overturned court because their rulings are so out of step with America. But what's more important and more interesting and what requires your attention is the fact that this judge is going to preside over a case on pornography. And here it turns out that he has a file on his own website that shows images of women painted like cows walking around on all fours. Photos of naked women on all fours painted to look like cows. A video of a half-dressed man cavorting with a sexually aroused farm animal. Other images include images of masturbation, public sex, and contortionist sex. I don't even know what that is, and I thought I was quite urbane. I had never heard of contortionist sex. Slideshow on his site featuring a transsexual and a folder contains series of photos of women's crotches as seen through snug-fitting clothing and underwear. The judge also had on his website themes of defecation and urination, although, to be fair here, they are not presented in a sexual context. Apparently, the judge only likes to look at defecation and urination from a clinical point of view. He does not get aroused by this. This is the same judge who several years ago, after learning that an appeals court administrator had placed filters on computers that denied access to pornography in judges' computers, Kaczynski led a successful effort to have the filters removed. After all, a man's got to do what a man's got to do. It's a long, hard day in that courtroom. And if the man in the middle of a trial that has your life hanging by a thread wants to look at a contortionist sexual image or defecation and urination, the judge should have the right to do it. Your life might be hanging in the balance. But if the judge wants to look at a woman walking around on all fours painted like a cow, don't you think a judge is entitled to relax that way during a trial on his own computer? If the man wants to look at a defecation, not for sexual gratification, but let's say your life is hanging in the balance in front of this judge. It's a long, hot day in a courtroom. Shouldn't he be able to look at someone urinating in order to get the relief that only a brilliant legal mind like his would need? You see, we're ordinary people. We don't need to look at defecation and urination in order to be relieved of stress. You may go to something as hokey as a church and pray to Jesus. Or you may put on a yarmulke and pray to God several times a day. Because you're an ordinary man or woman. But he's not ordinary. He's extraordinary. He's a judge. So he can't get relief from praying to Jesus or putting on a talus or tefillin. He needs to look at someone urinating or defecating, or he needs to release the tensions in his brilliant legal mind by looking at a woman walking around like an animal. Or he needs to see a man walking around with an aroused farm animal. To him, we can't judge the man, because then you'd become judgmental. And as you well know, to become judgmental makes you lower than you can imagine. Now, the question is, what does the judge think of it? Well, the reporter for the story says to him, what do you think about this? Judge says he doesn't think any of the material posted on his website would qualify as obscene. Is it prurient? I don't know what to tell you. He said, I think it's odd and interesting. It's part of life. Well, judge, it may be part of your life, kiddo, but it's not part of most Americans' lives. So that's it. And it was shared. The content on the site was meant to be shared with other people. He said he kept these things on his website, along with other things like music or funny things, with the thought that he might later pass them on to friends, he said. Now, I got to tell you something. If you as the public conclude that the website was intended for the sharing of pornographic material, that's a whole different story. It's not just that he should recuse himself from the case. He may have to be thrown off the bench. He may have to open up a grocery store in Romania. Indianapolis, Patrick, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, I've been an anthropology student for about 4 years, and I can't seem to grasp how any culture can survive with the sexual promiscuity that's been going on. How are we still alive?
Well, you say we're still alive as a nation? Well, you're quite an optimist.
I got to be, because I really don't want to see what's left of my country fall apart due to sexual gratification on levels that are just would make God vomit. I don't understand it.
Well, now, of course you can't understand it, Patrick, because you don't have the brilliant judicial legal mind of Judge Kaczynski. You're not at his level. You don't need to see women painted as cows walking on all fours. He does.
That has ever been.
You see, he's so advanced. His mind, they call him a brilliant legal mind, Patrick. So you got to understand, we the people have no right to even judge him. He's a judge, after all. He's above the law. He's above being judged.
Well, how do we get these vermin trash scum out of
office? Patrick, you're asking me how we get any justice in this country? You must be kidding me. You got to go back to the 70s and see movies where there were star chambers, where cops took the law in their own hands. What do you think those movies like Dirty Harry were so popular for? When all of this started to come down, the people were clamoring for relief. So we went to the movies and we watched Dirty Harry movies. We watched other movies where cops took the law in their own hands. Today we're not even allowed to see those movies. They don't even make them anymore. Today every movie has either a homosexual, a lesbian, or an affirmative action theme in it. In every movie, Denzel Washington is saving the world. Either Denzel Washington is saving the world or a transsexual of color is saving the world. White males who are Christians, conservatives, who are home with their family and go to church are shown only as evil molesters by the vermin in Hollywood.
This country.
Now you understand why my show is not heard in every major city at prime time. You understand, Patrick, that I'm a man who is like a loose cannonball in the media. You understand that very well.
You need to be on Times Square in New York City daily.
I'm like a cannonball rolling around on a deck that's liable to hit one of the media magnates in the foot at any moment because they're all involved in this from the top to the bottom. When you say pornography, you know, it's not Harry's House of Rubber on Highway 364 rushing on the outskirts of Indianapolis. Pornography today is big business, mainstream, blue chip. It's in the hotel rooms. It's in the kindergarten. It's in the library. And it's owned by AT&T, Time Warner. You name Verizon. You name any of them. They're all in the porno business.
That's right. And they're tearing us apart.
And why do you think I'm... But, Patrick, let's go back to the fact that today is what day? Wednesday. Out of the blue Monday, I, Michael Savage, started to talk about pornography for I don't even know what reason, and I made it an issue. Did you hear that show on Monday?
Yes, I did.
All right. Tuesday, I bring up the case of this dirtbag, Ira, whatever his name is, who's produced the movies with defecation and bestiality in it, and he calls it art, and I call it what it is. And today I found out the judge presiding over it, who allegedly was given the case by chance, is a guy who has porno on his own website that he was sharing. What does that tell you about this whole sequence? It tells you many things. It tells you, A, Michael Savage is a genius. He's intuitive, and God is working through his mouth. And also it tells you that things are far worse than you ever believed.
Exactly. I could never have imagined our country would be in this type of the toilet as it is now.
No. And if you think it's bad now, let's speed the clock ahead unless things are radically changed in 10 years. Tell me what's going to happen. You're going to have open child pornography with children being killed on the internet, and you'll have judges saying it's a matter of personal choice, although they find it repulsive. We have no right to judge such things, and the children aren't even American. They're from India, so it doesn't matter. Why? That wouldn't be possible? Well, you're laughing because you know that I just spoke a truism. It could happen. It could happen here. It is happening here. It's happening before our very eyes. You have a bumbling moron for a president who says mission accomplished, who says all sorts of crazy things. And now he says to a London Times interview yesterday that he was wrong. He was sorry. He didn't mean it. He said it wrongly. He spoke too loudly. There is no enemy. There is no real war. If he did it over again, he would do it differently. What does that tell you?
I think he is not speaking to the American people. He's more liberal than the freaking worst liberals almost.
That's correct. That's exact. He's more liberal than the worst liberal you've ever met. That's right. And the images of him chopping wood in Texas are show images. He's from Texas like I'm from Texas.
Suit than anybody
else. All right. I have nothing more to say. That's all. Thanks for the call. I have nothing else to say to you, but I'll take some callers. I got to get one more call in right now. Modesto, California. David, your opinion counts. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thanks for letting me attend the University of Dr. Savage, where we're educated. But my question for you, Dr. Savage, was where have the intelligent people gone, the brilliant people, the brilliant?
Well, but wait, if you go on websites about Judge Kaczynski, as I did, we did a search, every entry says he's a brilliant jurist, brilliant mind, brings genius to the court. Yeah, there he is. There's where the brilliant people are. The big Kaczynski. They say he's a brilliant mind. A genius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know why you're so upset. He's a brilliant man. They all say he's a genius, known as a genius, appointed by Ronald Reagan. Now, you can't accuse him of anything wrong. After all, if you say that this judge is wrong, and it turns out that he was appointed by Ronald Reagan, what do you think the golfer will say tomorrow? Well, the golfer will say that Ronald Reagan did no wrong, could never do wrong. And Ronald Reagan was all-knowing. He had a crystal ball. And so, therefore, the judge is not bad, and pornography is good. I'll be right back.
Savage.
get some breaking news on the Savage Nation in the midst of this porno scandal. George Bush just announced who he is going to be granting the Medal of Freedom Award to. Hold on to your chairs. It's going to Tom Lantos to be honored with the Medal of Freedom. But wait, I'm going to throw in another liberal. You want one liberal? I'm going to give you another liberal free. In addition to giving Tom Lantos a Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian award, and Tom Lantos, by the way, was a dyed-in-the-wool radical left-winger all of his life. He's also giving one to Donna Shalala. Donna Shalala, President Bill Clinton's Health and Human Services Secretary, who was one of the most damaging HHS secretaries in history, damaged the American family in ways that I will elucidate on another show. But wait, you want two liberals for the price of one? I'm going to throw in a third. Bush is also giving the award to Judge Lawrence Silberman of the U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington. That's a threefer. Lantos. Bush is giving it to Lantos. Gee, he's currying favor now with the American left in order to appease them so they don't impeach him. You want to know what else is going on here? Stay tuned. I'll tell you. I can read the tea leaves. I know what's going on better than you do. George Bush is giving the Medal of Freedom not to a conservative, not to, let's say, a man who created a conservative legal group that fights the ACLU for the American family or for the Christian values that Bush professes. No, none of them got the Medal of Freedom. Instead, a far-left pinko like Lantos gets one, as does Donna Shalala, a radical anti-family hater of the lowest order. So, yeah, we have problems in the country, and they're all caused by George Bush and his deceit. The most deceitful president in history is George Bush in our time, in modern times. There may have been worse presidents in history, but there's never been a more deceitful president who posed as a Christian conservative, but in fact worked against Christian conservatives for 8 straight years, in my opinion. Portland, Oregon, Jeff, your opinion counts. Go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Michael, the correlation between pornography and a violent crime, the best example I can give is down in Florida, the night Ted Bundy was executed, he was interviewed live. Mm. The interviewer asked him point blank, what led you to these evil, evil crimes? And Bundy, with a narcissistic smirk on his face, said, my addiction to pornography.
And oh, my.
And at the same time, outside the gates of that prison, hundreds of milquetoast liberals were out there protesting the execution of that monster. Well, he got
Well, we know that liberalism is a mental disorder, so that explains why they were outside there with candles. None of them, of course, are protesting for our Marines who are being unfairly persecuted by George Bush with courts martial for jobs well done in Iraq. That they wouldn't be outside the gates of Camp Pendleton for. But for a dirty, degenerate cannibal like him, they would be. But let's go to the pornography and violence story. If we all know that pornography promotes the objectification of women, turning them into animals, making women feel inadequate, making men feel inadequate, making men feel like they can never live up to the porn stars, and the women never live up to the silicone bodies of the women and the the animals that you see, the sport of sex rather than the act of sex. Why is it permitted and legal in this country? You know the answer, don't you, Jeff? Jeff, are you there? Jeff is, he's gone. Well, the answer is the bottom line. The answer is they can buy congressmen through lobbyists for money. The answer is that the porn industry has become such a big industry that they can, when you say the porn industry, what do you think? It's a guy with hairy arms, with hair on the back of his palms? In a sweaty undershirt somewhere in a house, Harry's House of Latex outside Kansas City? It's not Harry's House of Latex. It's AT&T. It's Verizon. It's Time Warner. There are your pornographers. They own the highways. They own the electronic highways. They're the ones in charge of the pornography business today, not Harry's House of Rubber. Now, why is it, therefore, that you, the people who are offended by this, can do nothing about it? Because Congress is unfortunately a house of ill repute right now, and the only difference is the price. Meaning in a house of ill repute, you have to pay more than you do for an average congressman's vote. That's the only difference, is the price differential. In other words, a prostitute or a hooker is more expensive than a congressman. If you want to vote, you probably pay less than you would for a servicing down on a street. You know, like a free meal somewhere, a trip on an airplane, a golf bag, a golf ball, a free hat, and you get the vote. That's all. What's wrong with that? It's democratic in a certain way.
Savage.
So we're reeling today to learn that the Ninth Circuit's chief judge posted sexually explicit matter on his website and that he's presiding over a really important porno case. We're reeling from the second blow today to learn that George Bush is giving the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Tom Lantos, a radical leftist pinko, and also to Donna Shalala. Whew. Well, at least we can say this. Donna Shalala will finally get to be well hung. That is when President Bush hangs the Presidential Medal of Freedom from her neck. She will finally get what she's wished for all of her life. New York, John, you're on the Savage Nation topic, please.
Hi, Mike. This is John. I'm from the Bronx. I think you and I are about the same age. I saw this country when it was great, and I see where it is now. And I believe the media is the number one problem in this country. And the other night you mentioned Obama.
It is. Absolutely. The media is the problem. The media is the problem. There's no question about it. We have shown on the Savage Nation repeatedly how they can crucify. Let me give you a case in point, the polygamy trial. You heard what the leprechaun said, sexual slavery. You heard me point that out, right? Did anything happen to the leprechaun even though he caused the state of Texas to take the children away? When they jumped on it, said sexual slavery. You heard all of that, didn't you? How they went crazy in the media frenzy? They were all wrong and they were liars? Did they get sued? Did they lose their jobs? Did they go to jail? Nothing. Nothing happens to them.
Well, I think the media gets away with it, whether it gets away with because of the dumbing down of America. I think you and I both saw when the communists were really trying to do their best to dumb us down back in the 50s and 60s. And we're seeing the fruits of their labor right now. And I believe that's the reason for this Obama mania.
Well, there's no question that you have to be stupid to think he's the salvation for America. There's no question you have to be below 100 IQ, even with fish oils, to believe that man is a messiah. Thank you for the call. Merced, California. David, go ahead. Next comment is yours.
Brilliance is now decadence. It's now decadent. You can become and understand everything that's perverted and diversity.
So in other words, I have one saying for 10 years, the stench from the bench is making me clench. That turned out to be true. But I have another one. Diversity is perversity. Wasn't I right about that?
You were absolutely right.
So now you know why I have 4 bestsellers in a row and why they hate me in the media. That's all. I mean, when you're right, you're right. But look, if you're on think of a sled dogs. And they run in a long line, and there's only one top sled dog. The lead sled dog is in the front. And when you're the lead sled dog, the other sled dogs bark at you all the time, and they only see one part of your anatomy. So now you understand why they're barking. If you had to look at that part of the lead dog's anatomy, you'd be barking too. Battle Creek, Michigan. Kevin, you're on the Savage Nation topic, please.
Michael, yes, it's about this judge. I'd like to know how he is able to even keep his job, because most people in the private sector, me especially, if I had that on my computer at the workplace, my job would last about 3 seconds.
Well, you make a good point. Why do you think I'm talking about it today, Kevin? Because I'd like to see this man certainly recused from the case, because it's too important to leave it in the hands of a sleazebag like him. But more than that, I think he should be thrown off the bench.
Thing too, Michael, you said he took this off his computer. Well, if there's nothing wrong with it, why did he take it off?
Yeah, but let's not just look at him. We have a Supreme Court justice. I forget which one. He's about 90. He still lives with his mother. One of them. He's like 80. He was living with his mother recently. He's a bachelor suitor, and he was found a little roughed up in a park in Washington, D.C. a few years back at 5 in the morning. What do you think his personal life is made up of?
Well, you know, the problem is that it's...
What, he put a baseball cap on and do a Kevin Spacey in Watergate Park? And we're supposed to then sit when he's in the sanitized robe the next day? Oh, yeah, let's hail the judge? This is like ancient Rome at this point, Kevin. We're living in ancient Rome. It's the fall of the Republic. You know, we're just watching the fall of the Republic here. That's all we're watching. When you see the idiot son of a family dynasty running in the country for 8 years and no one can get him out of office, And at the end of his office, he takes the mask off and says, I really am an idiot, and I really am a liberal, and still nothing happens. What do you think is going to happen to a small fish like this judge?
Well, too, if I can deviate from the subject a little bit, it's like, look how we have to take drug tests, or I do at work, but boy, your congressmen and judges don't have to. You know, they're
well. Now you're preaching to the choir master here. How many years have I said I want drug tests for all of Congress? Why should I give to them the power of my survival when they may be on drugs, legal or illegal? Why should I do that? Answer, because they make the laws.
Yep, and they're not accountable, you know.
No, they're czars. We're living in a totalitarian, a soft totalitarian system right now, and it's going to get harder and harder and harder as the years go on. We are living in a soft Soviet state. We currently do not yet have the re-education camps, although we do in a certain way. They're called diversity training seminars. That's the equivalent of the re-education camps. But you're asking, how can this Judge Kaczynski, A, maintain this trial? The answer is he shouldn't. B, we're asking how he keeps his job. The answer is he shouldn't. But who are we going to go to? Can you name one conservative who you can address your concerns to? Name one conservative senator who you can write a letter to about this. Name one.
God, I live in Michigan. I got stabbed on 11, so what's that tell you?
No, I live in California. I have Boxer and Feinstein. New Yorkers have Clinton and Schumer. Okay, who do they have to turn to? Show me the separation of powers here. Show me where Democrats and Republicans are competing for the vote anymore in the main states. It's over. Because of the influx of minorities and illegal aliens, fundamentally, all the big coastal states have become warped to the far left. In order to appease the illegal alien and to serve the illegal alien, we are, in essence, having foreign senators running our country.
Michael, I think all three branches of government are corrupt, but I think the judicial is the worst.
And what do we do about it, Kevin? The answer is, at this point, we can still talk about it, but that won't be – that's not going to be going on much longer, Kevin. I can assure you that they're listening to this show every day. They have people monitoring it. And they're working to close down the Savage Nation with the so-called fairness doctrine. I can guarantee you that come January of next year, that's going to be one of the first items on the agenda of Republicans and Democrats. You know both sides of the aisle don't want the glaring light of publicity on what they're doing. You know that.
You're right, because they don't want to be accountable. They want to be able to...
All right, so who's holding them accountable other than talk radio? Tell me who else.
There is no other media out there that is.
You have some websites, you have some bloggers, you have some, I can't think of any newspaper that's doing it much anymore. The Washington Times has become a classic liberal newspaper. They moved so far to the left, they're unrecognizable. So I can't think of even a major, even a minor major newspaper that's doing it anymore.
I know my time's about up. I just want to know if I could possibly make a wine recommendation to you.
Sure, why not? That's the only thing we've got left. I think the Bible says, when I've gone through these phases before in my life, before you do this, Kevin, I remember once I was really perplexed, agitated, things weren't going right. Maybe 20 years ago, the kids were young, and I went to a religious figure, and he turned me back to the Bible, and it said, I can't find the passage. I wish I could put my finger right on it. I can't. And it said, this is your lot in life. And it said, enjoy your family and enjoy your wine. Something to that effect. Can anyone find this? It's so much better than the way I put it. Meaning at a certain point, you're going to have no power over these officials. They're all what they've been for a long period of time. They were evil during the Sanhedrin when Jesus was crucified. Do I have to go back to that? Here you had five judges, or was it nine judges? And they ruled that Jesus should be crucified. Now, there were four judges who said, no, don't crucify Jesus. But five of them worked for Rome, and they said, crucify him. He's bad for the social order. He's bad for the religion. And they crucified Jesus. It was judges who did that, wasn't it?
And that trial was a farce, because under Roman law, Jesus was entitled to an attorney, and he never got one.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. That's very interesting. So what's the wine?
Okay, it's made in Traverse City, Michigan by Leelanau Cellars, and it's called Late Harvest Riesling.
And all right, I appreciate the plug. I can't permit it. I really cannot, but I don't stop it if it happens. I'm in the Old Testament now, seeing if I can find this shameful judge in there. In Judges, I can't find them, but it's one of the old books, the books of the old. Do you know that I'm a talk show host who has the Old Testament on his desk? with maybe 200 Post-its in it. In my stage show, I showed the Bible. It's not a show Bible. I'm not Bill Clinton. And I actually refer to it. And I don't have an answer to you. I do not have the passage, rather, from the Bible, which will give us any comfort today. I really wish that I did. These are basically ancient biblical stories in Judges, and I do not see anything in there. Ah, here it is. How about the end of it? Here's the last passage from Judges in the Old Testament. In those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. There you go. That sort of has a little applicability here to the Savage Nation. And what about Samson? Samson and Delilah. What did they do to Samson, a great man? They blinded him so that Lilliputians of his time could torture him with spears. They blinded Samson because he saw the truth. He had the light of God in his eyes, so Samson was blinded. He was blinded by the pigs. And then they laughed at him, and they mocked him in the temple. Okay? They laughed at him, and they mocked him in the temple as midgets were brought in to throw nets over him and poke him, and the Romans laughed at him. So things are no different today. There are people in prison, maybe. Here, King James Bible, Ecclesiastes 9:7. Go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry heart, for God now accepteth thy works. It's chilling in a way. The average person has faced you know what I'm going to do during the break? I'm going to go get you Shakespeare. Because the great soliloquy by Hamlet, where Hamlet is considering suicide, is so important to us today, in the sense that in that soliloquy of Hamlet, the king of Denmark, he talks about the arrogance of judges. He talks about this very thing. I'll be right back.
Savage.
I once spoke to a brilliant rabbi who said to me that the only book in the English language that approached the Bible were the books written by Shakespeare. And I was, in a way, too young to understand what he was talking about. But as I've gotten older, I've come to understand how much of literature in the English language has been derived or is derived from the Bible, how many phrases of my favorite authors, whether it be even Steinbeck, who I recently was quoting in his The Winter of Our Discontent, things of that nature, from Shakespeare, how much of it comes from other sources that we have forgotten. And so I'm going to devote the rest of the few minutes I have in this hour, and God, time is so precious, to read to you from Ecclesiastes and then from Shakespeare, because it relates to this judge and the fact that this is a fixed trial by the most corrupt element of the United States of America in the porno industry. It's a corrupt case. They shopped it to this corrupt judge. The only question is, are there conservatives who slipped this out and got it out for this outrage because they are outraged, and there's someone and some people on the inside who saw this? Maybe there is hope. Maybe there is some conservatism left somewhere, some family values left somewhere in the system. I don't know anymore. But let me read you what I was quoting to you before. Go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry heart, for God hath already accepted thy works. Now listen to this. This is so beautiful, but you're never going to hear this in the media. Enjoy life with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun. Enjoy life with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun. All the days of thy vanity, for that is thy portion in life. Now, when have you heard to enjoy life with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life? You've never heard it. Maybe in a church you heard it. But the money sources, the money power, the media, for example, treats women like garbage, like they're exchangeable toys. You're tired of her, throw her out and get a younger one. You're tired of her, get rid of her, go run around. You're tired of her, become gay. You're tired of her, go to Thailand and have a sex tour. Why don't you read this? Enjoy life with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity. Why don't you see that anywhere? The answer is because the verminous pornographers who own the liberals, who fund the ACLU, have taken down even the Ten Commandments from the judges who are religious in this country. I mean, we've had and we still have judges who believe in God and believe in the law. But those who put up the Ten Commandments are mocked and attacked by the verminous scum from NYU, from Columbia, from Harvard, from Stanford, from all the lowest the lowest law schools in the land produce the sickest minds. Oh, they think they're brilliant because they manipulated their way into a law school and they can write a brief and this and that. They're on the law review. But when you analyze what they're doing to society, they're actually the stupidest people in the country when they debase their own nation. And what do they do with their genius? What do they do with their genius? They go after judges in the South who have a little Ten Commandments somewhere in the courtroom to keep things straight. I guarantee you Judge Kaczynski wouldn't have a Ten Commandments in his courtroom. No, he'd probably have, well, we'll let it go with that. This is a family show. But if you want to see this, go to Ecclesiastes 9. Enjoy life with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun, all the days of thy vanity, for that is the portion, that is thy portion in life. And in thy labor, wherein thou laborest under the sun. So there's glorification of work here as well. Love, loyalty, work. For whatever thou hand attaineth to do by thy strength, that do. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. In other words, don't complain that you're working too hard. Because when you're dead, you won't be able to complain anymore. Listen to this one. For to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything. For the dead know not anything. It's amazing stuff. There's such poetry here. And then you turn to Shakespeare. To be or not to be? That's the question. Is it nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against the sea of troubles, and by opposing end them, to die, to sleep no more, and by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to? 'Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished, to die, to sleep, perchance to dream, that's the rub. For in that sleep of death what dreams may come, when we have shuffled off this mortal coil. It gives us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity of so long life. For who would bear the whips and scorns of time? The oppressor's wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of despised love, the law's delay, the insolence of office, and the spurns that patient merit of the unworthy takes when he himself might his quietus make with a bare needle. Who would bear this to grunt and sweat under a weary life? But that the dread of something after death, the undiscovered country from whose bourn no traveler returns, puzzles the will and makes us rather bear those ills we have than fly to others that we know not of. Thus conscience doth make cowards of us all, and thus the native hue of resolution is sicklied over with the pale cast of thought, and enterprise of great pith and moment with disregard their currents turn awry and lose the name of action. Lose the name of action. Forgive me for not speaking the King's English. I speak the English of the ordinary man. I do not change my brogue to satisfy the times, nor do I change my emotions to satisfy the climes. Devoutly to be wished. And what was he complaining about? What was Hamlet complaining about through Shakespeare? What was Shakespeare complaining about, through Hamlet? And how does it relate to the judge? Well, the oppressor's wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of despised love, if you're heartbroken, the law's delay. I've been sitting here waiting for 3 months to a judge in the same district court, by the way, to drop this one on me. The insolence of office, there you go, your senators, and the spurns that patient merit of the unworthy takes. But we don't kill ourselves, do we? Well, it's not because we're afraid of what might be in the next world. That's certainly not what keeps people from killing themselves. I mean, to an atheist, this might be the reason for fear of what might await them in the next world. It's because we are not allowed to kill ourselves if we're religious, Christians or Jews. Period. End of story. It's out of the. A Muslim as well is not permitted to kill himself. And I found out from a biblical scholar why. Because we are not. We do not own our property, which is us. God owns us. Does that answer your question? Just listen to this and weep.
Savage.
Warning, The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Emotionally overwrought right now. I got to tell you right now, I got myself worked up into a whirling dervish in the last hour, and I'm just trying to catch my breath. So I'm just going to play this for a minute, and I'm going to tell you that my emotions are they're very complicated right now. Very complicated. I mean, I'm crying inside for my country. There's a part of me that is weeping over this country, that all of the men who died in all of our wars, that we should have a situation like this, the Chrysler building being sold to our enemies. And make no mistake about it, they're our enemies. They're just pretending to be our cousins and our friends right now until the time is right. And they'll unify with their Islamist cousins in time, as sure as I'm sitting here. They put you on a fixed bayonet and chant to their God in some time. Believe me, I see the whole picture here. You think I'm going to sit here and shut my mouth as I see what's going on here? They bought these politicians off like with the Dubai ports deal. Remember what I was called and what you were called during that time? They even wheeled out Bush's dumb nephew who sat there, racist for standing up to the characters at who wanted to take over the ports. Now we wake up in one of the biggest porno cases in our life. The last one that opened up the floodgates of filth. Of course, as you know, we lost. When I say we, I mean the people who have family values, an old archaic phrase from the Reagan era. We know what family values are till the homosexuals subverted it, coverted it, co-opted it, and said, we are all a family, everyone's a family, everything's a family. Yeah, well, we know that's a lie. We understand how co-option works. No, we know what a family is, and we know what decency is, and we know what sickness is. We know what decency is and what perversion is. We know what honesty is, and we know what liars are. And we also know what judges are. And we also know that some judges are good judges, and they're usually attacked and assailed and mocked. And then there are judges in California on the Ninth Circuit who, are, of course, do the mocking and the assailing of the other judges in the federal court system. And today, one of these judges, appointed by Ronald Reagan, at that, it was found, has certain images on his computer that were erased, which he says were no big deal. We wonder why he erased them if they're no big deal. But the issue is not what his personal proclivities or likes are. For example, if he likes to see pictures of women painted like cows walking on all fours, hey, you know, different strokes for different folks. Or if he enjoys images of men with barn animals with erections, hey, different strokes for different folks. If it feels good, do it. Why not do it in the road? So it's not that he gets off on these things that's the issue. The issue is that he's presiding over a big pornography case that will not only permit the further dissemination of vile filth into your household and your hotel rooms, but It will ratchet up, or if you want to put it the other way, ratchet down the types of images that will be permissible. For example, if you think there's nothing wrong with bestiality in pornography, then you're in Judge Kaczynski's favor. Or if you think there's nothing wrong with defecation and urination and pornographic imagery, well, then you and Judge Kaczynski can go out and have a malted milk together. But if, on the other hand, you're like most Americans and you say enough is enough and you're sick to your stomach over the corruption and the decadence, well, this case is important, which is why when I saw it this morning and linked it up on michaelsavage.com from the LA Times, I said, this is too big. And I ended the last hour by reading from Hamlet and from Shakespeare, from Hamlet and from Ecclesiastes. So let me go to the callers. Houston, Texas, Leo, go ahead, please.
At the end of the break, that was artistry, man. I'm still kind of worked up from that presentation that you made and just had to call in. The way you put all those elements together and conveyed a thought to the audience, it was really moving.
Well, you know what, Leo? That's the nicest thing I can hear, is that you heard the words from the Bible. Because when you say it's moving, it means you moved you to think, and moved you to realize how things are today, maybe in a different way than you did before that. Leo, are you a married man, may I ask?
Oh yeah, 4 years.
Well, the piece that struck me as so touchingly beautiful, in an age where a stupid movie like Sex and the City can be held up as a role model for young women, which is just a bunch of worn-out sluts looking for a quick roll in the hay, when I find in Ecclesiastes a statement about a man who should love the woman, his wife, forever, and to enjoy his labor because that's what he was given, there's something beautiful about that, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. Very much so, and it should be the guiding principle in our lives, even if you're just involved with a female, not being married to just with your significant female other. Let me say it like that, significant.
No, right. In other words, understand that this is not just a chance thing to be thrown away like a piece of used Kleenex tissue, like the media would like you to believe.
Exactly.
Enjoy life with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun, all the days of thy vanity, for that is thy portion in life, and in thy labor wherein thou laborest under the sun. And if I were a minister or a priest or a rabbi and I were presiding over a wedding this weekend, I would read Ecclesiastes 9. And if anyone's listening to this show who is a minister of the Word of God, then you should think about using this if you're going to be giving a wedding, because, boy, there's nothing better than this one. And I thank you, my friend Leo from Texas. Now, you know how unusual it is for an AM commercial radio show to have a man on who even quotes the Bible? Huh. It's very unusual that the show could even survive, let alone thrive, but it does. How is that? How is it that I can defy all rules in the history of entertainment? How is it? The answer is because the people are crying out. They're screaming. There's a scream that's heard by so few in this world. I'm one of those who hears the scream. There's a primal scream coming from the land, and it's screaming for God's word to be heard more so now than ever before, now that we know George Bush was a deceitful fraud who used the Christian conservative racket to get where he is and then abandon them once he didn't need them anymore. You haven't heard him stand up for family values. He's now appealing to the radical left around the world, Europe, you name it, wherever he goes, because he's afraid of them. And he's afraid that they'll just liable to try him at the Hague. He's making nice with them. He's giving them awards and money. That's what's going on there. But we, the people who were on the other side and still are on the other side, what do we make of all of this? Dead flies make the ointment of the perfumer fetid and putrid. So doth a little folly outweigh wisdom and honor. That's a beautiful one out of Ecclesiastes. Now, even people who are not religious can understand the power of these words. Let's say you don't believe in God or religion, but you're a literate person. You understand the power of words. And you also must remember that to the Hebrew, the word is the deed. And so there are some of us who, for whom the word is the deed, and we don't use words idly. The word is the deed. The word is the deed. The word is the deed. Did your father ever say to you, whatever your hand tries to do, whatever labor you may do, do it the best you can and don't complain about it? Where did that come from? It came from Ecclesiastes. Right after, enjoy life with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he has given you under the sun all the days of thy vanity, for that is thy portion in life. It also says right after, whatever thy hand attaineth to do by thy strength, that do. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. Meaning, man, enjoy it while you can, because it's a brief dance in the sun. I'll be right back. Savage. Is the Savage Nation. So we got it. I mean, here we are. Here we are. Ninth Circuit's chief judge posted sexually explicit matter on his website. His name is Alex Kaczynski. He acknowledges that he did it, but he said he didn't think the public could access the site. Well, okay, that's great. But why was he posting it on a site, and who was he sharing it with, and is sharing pornography of this nature illegal? That's the real question. If we, the public, conclude that his website was intended for the sharing of pornographic material, then he has to step down from the bench. He has to leave his job, period. He can always open a green grocery store and remain in Bucharest, where he came from. And I'm not kidding you. I mean, you got to understand something. The judge said he began saving the sexually explicit materials and other items of interest years ago. He said, people send me stuff like this all the time. He keeps the things he finds interesting, and he thought he might later pass them on to friends. Well, that's sharing. Is it illegal to share pornographic material? I don't know. It certainly raises questions about the judge's capacity to be a fair-minded, objective judge in a case that is so important to the future of America's social mores. I mean, at the very least, the guy's got to go off this case. How can we sit and listen to this? How do we, the people, say the judge has to be taken off this case at the very least? The rest we'll leave up to God. And put all the jokes aside. Hawaii. Kevin, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Savage, thanks for getting into the Bible today. It's the only way I can make any sense out of this big mess we're in. I came across something in the New Testament that made the hair on the back of my neck stand up. And I don't have a Bible with me. I'm at work. But if you could look it up, it's 2 Timothy.
All right, well, we'll give it to the guys and they'll give it to it. The Bible has a lot in it. Donna, Pennsylvania, you're next. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage. God bless you. I just wanted to make a suggestion. You have Blue Monday and you have Rock and Roll Friday. I think you should make Women's Wisdom Wednesday and take some
That's
of the calls
cute.
From women. I'm not a fan.
Well, I only have 11 women listeners. How am I going to have a whole show for 3 hours with 11 women?
Oh, my God, you're my mentor. I waited 58 minutes Friday to get on with you, and then I got disconnected. I call almost every night.
All right, well, we'll consider it. We got, let's say, Rock and Roll. We got Blue Monday, Rock and Roll Friday. I got Chicken Curry Tuesday. Maybe we'll consider Women's Wednesday.
If I could give you one thing, God rest her soul, my oldest.
How about Transvestites Thursday? Would that work for you? I'm joking.
I'm a conservative Republican. I'm right along your side. I'll be the first one to volunteer and do anything for you.
That's very nice. That's very nice. Thank you. The day may come that I may call upon your services. Look, I'm just trying to catch my breath here. I really am. Look what we have waiting in the wings here to take over the reins. Take a look at what we have waiting here. Despite a Wall Street Journal article detailing millions of dollars received by Jim Johnson, who works for Obama, in sweetheart loans from Countrywide, Johnson is defended by Obama. Listen to clip 7. Listen to the beginning of it.
You know, 7. You're going to have to direct. Well, no, I mean, it becomes sort of a... I mean, this is a game that can be played.
Yeah, all right, we got it. Yeah, all right, fine. Stuttering Senator Obama defends Jim Johnson over sweetheart loans from Countrywide. And what else do we have? What else do we have for you on the Savage Nation? Play clip 6. Let me hear 6.
About smoking. You said that you've fallen off the wagon.
No, good. About the smoking. All right, so he smokes and they hide it. That's not a big deal. So Al Gore flies in Gulf Streams and says he's, you know, against global warming. I mean, what hypocrisy. It's unbelievable. So look, we're all hypocrites. We're all vain. We know that. None of us are angels. That's not what I'm saying. A judge is supposed to be different than us. Don't you understand that? They're supposed to be selected not only for their judicial brilliance, but also for the fact that they are morally above the norm. If they're not above the norm, then what right have we to sit and listen to the guy in the black robe? Like the judge in Texas in the polygamy case. There's a woman who should be put in jail for what she did. She separated hundreds of children from their mothers and fathers. Well, has she paid for that? Hundreds of children ripped out of their houses like in Nazi Germany and given away by the state. That woman's not in jail? Why? Because they're above the law. Well, you think they're alone like this? Who do we turn to? Who do we turn to? This is why, I mean, look, I could move into the other direction now, become an anarchist, but I'm not an anarchist. I can make some cultural statements now that may not be appealing to anybody, but you remember the movie The Godfather? You remember the movie The Godfather? Why do you think that movie hit such a chord in America back in 1972? Why do you think so many people love that movie and to this day watch it over and over again? Because we all know the world is corrupt. We all know that we can't rely upon governmental officials to seek justice. We can't find justice in the courtroom. Don't you remember that movie opens with an Italian undertaker's daughter who was molested by some guys, took her out on a date, fed her liquor, and molested her? So who does he turn to? He said, well, they went before the judge, and the guys were found not guilty, and as they left the courtroom, they looked at him and laughed at him, the undertaker, laughed in his face. So who did he turn to? He turns to a gangster, and he wants justice. That's the opening to the movie. And the gangster now is shown to be a judicious Solomon-like figure, Don Corleone, because he calls in the guy and he says, get me some people, some trusted people. I don't want them to go too far. So it shows he's not a hot-headed guy who's just going to have these kids who did this to his daughter killed. Now suddenly you love Don Corleone. Now, even though he was a gangster, suddenly everybody wants to see a tribal leader who they can rely upon. You'd be lying if you told me that at some time in your life you didn't wish, you didn't know a Don Corleone who you could go to for justice for what was done to you in an American court. Don't tell me you never dreamed of it. Don't tell me you never dreamed of going to somebody who would seek justice for you, because you'd be lying to me. We all know what goes on in our courts. But now we have a judge, a nice specimen of a judge, who must be forced to recuse himself from the case. Will he or won't he?
Savage.
So this story is going to get very big. It'll get very big because it goes to the heart of the problems in America today. You know, I had a dream last night that just popped back in my head. I got to share it with you. Many of you listen to the show and you've heard me share dreams. I dreamed I walked on water next to a black man last night. And it's an interesting dream because we weren't really walking on water. There was a large church to the left, and there was a flowing stream coming down from the steps of the church leading to a wide body of water that was natural, but beneath all of it. But the water that was flowing was going over an invisible concrete pavement that was maybe an inch below the water. And in order to cross the courtyard, you could walk on water. And I said to the man who was with me, I said, look at this. We're walking on water, but we're really not walking on water. Look how it's done. I don't know what that has to do with today. I just thought I'd share with you. But here are some of the comments on this judge story that's on the LA Times website. I'm looking on michaelsavage.com. And people are saying this. Let's see about the judge. Defecation and urination depiction? Contortionist sex? Women depicted as cows? It's part of life? Are you a damn freak? This rotten judge should be thrown out now. What is happening to our country, where freaks like this are in power to determine the result of our lives? And if he is not thrown out tomorrow, his chamber should be charged by the masses and thrown to the curb, somebody wrote. I didn't say that. And then someone says, he's considered a judicial conservative on most issues? Oh, please, Ben. This judge is a wacko left-leaning nut job, if there ever was one. He resides over the Ninth Circus and is a blue-blooded liberal pervert. Liberals should impeach the judge and run him out of town the way conservatives got rid of Senator Wide-Stance. Another one says, this is just one example of how the sexual deviants and perverts have infiltrated the most sacred and powerful institutions of our society. It does not surprise me one bit. Isn't this the same court that's trying to shove homosexuality down our throats? These perverts disgust me. You clueless people who try to dismiss pornography as something that's normal are just as sick in my view. Quit defending these perverts. That's the basic tenor of the commentary. But I don't know if anything's going to happen. Now, what about Larry Craig and the wide stance? Everyone made a big issue of wide stance, Larry Craig. Larry Craig, wide stance. Why shouldn't you make an issue of a judge in the Ninth Circuit with pornography on his computer? How can you say who cares? What do you mean who cares? He's presiding over a porno case. That's the issue here. Let's put aside all of the other moral judgmentalism here for a minute. Okay? Here's someone writes this. If a judge had an interest in flying model planes and a case came up regarding the legality of flying model planes, the judge ought to at least have to disclose his own interest in model planes so that the prosecution or defense could make motions to have him recused if they wanted. I'm not saying he would personally have to choose to quit, but the prosecution and defense should at least be able to have that knowledge in determining whether to file a motion. In this case, at a bare minimum, he should have at least informed the prosecution and defense, or if he didn't want to divulge his personal interest, he could simply recuse himself. That's the best and most emotionless of all of them. It's not about whether or not you believe in adult content, if you want to call it that. That's not the issue at all. He never disclosed that he has personal proclivities in this area. Kosinski, who was named chief judge of the Ninth Circuit last year, is considered a judicial conservative on most issues. That's rubbish. That's total rubbish. Total nonsense. So this is going to become a big, big, big issue. Big issue. Don't let it go. I want you to write on this. I want you to email on this. It's a very big issue because this goes to the whole issue of family values and decency in the courts. How can you have any faith in any of these judges if they behave this way? Kaczynski, age 57, said that he thought the site was for his private storage and that he was not aware the images could be seen by the public, although he also said he had shared some material on the site with friends. It's over. After the interview Tuesday evening, he blocked public access to the site. Well, if he had nothing to hide, why'd he hide it? I want to ask you something. I'm going to ask you something. Who is it who disclosed this about the judge? How did this happen that it came out? Do we have hope? Is there some kind of lone ranger inside the court there who said enough is enough? This guy's a perv and a div. We got to get him off the case because this upcoming trial is so important where jurors have to see hardcore fetish films, defecation and bestiality, and we don't want this filth to get worse. You know? Now, here's some good news. Here's some news in the case that I didn't see till now. It just came out. I just saw this, and I got to get it back. The judge said it was strictly by chance that he wound up presiding over the Isaacs trial. I don't believe that for a minute. It shows that when they say it's by chance, they're lying. They shop it. Okay? But he said that he would welcome a recusal consideration right now. He said that he would welcome it all of a sudden. So that they should definitely hold that hearing immediately. Women as cows. Graphic step-by-step pictorial in which women are seen shaving a pubic hair. Slideshow stripped. Are we still on the air? I heard a pop and ISDN pop. Did they close me down here in San Francisco? Public sex, contortionist sex. A series of photos of women's crotches are seen through snug-fitting clothing or underwear. This guy's a sicko. This is a sick man. He has a national reputation for a brilliant legal mind, developed a reputation as a champion of the First Amendment. Yeah, right to freedom of speech, sure. All right, and if Michael Savage's case against CARE came up before the judge, I can guarantee you it would be not in the favor of Michael Savage, Kaczynski. I guarantee you would have moved already for CARE. That I can guarantee you. This is where what I'm facing is this court very soon, after the good old judge appointed by Clinton gets her hands on us. Well, what do you think about all of this? Anything or nothing? He has three children. That's the good news. Yeah, I was reading on. I wanted to read in between it. Thank God we didn't get someone living with his mother who was beaten up in a park at 5 in the morning. At least, thank God, he has a wife and children. Not that that means anything anymore, but at least he did. Oh, God, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted from this. I don't know what to do with myself tonight after this case. I'm exhausted. This is exhausting reading this stuff, but I don't know what to do with it. Enjoy life with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun all the days of thy vanity. For that is thy portion in life and in thy labor, wherein thou laborest under the sun. You ever see movies like of guys who read the Bible, like they live in trailers? They always shown them as like losers, you know, like stupid crackers who would actually go to war for the country. That's how the wise guys of L.A. who take magic mushrooms and sleep with giraffes pose anyone who believes in the Bible. The fat guys with big glasses who write for David Letterman, for example, and the others who can't do their own shows, for some reason think that the only people who read the Bible are kind of like, you know, just like limited intelligence. They're not sophisticated like the women in Sex and the City or the men who appear on gay, straight, whatever. They always show like crackers and trailers with shotguns and tattoos who kill and torture animals. Why is that? Why can't they ever show someone who lives in a decent house with a Bible? How come? I have seen servants upon horses and princes walking as servants upon the earth. If the spirit of the ruler rise up against thee, leave not thy place, for gentleness allayeth great offenses. That's interesting. That's very Buddhistic. Gentleness allayeth great offenses. You see, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to get rise up now and go with a pitchfork. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, like an error which proceedeth from a ruler. Folly is set on great heights, and the rich sit in low place. I have seen servants upon horses and princes walking as servants upon the earth. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it. Ooh! Oh, Judge Kaczynski, man, this is for you. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it. And whoso breaketh through a fence, a serpent shall bite him. Whoso quarrieth stone shall be hurt therewith. And he that cleaveth wood is in danger thereby. If the iron be blunt and one do not whet the edge, then must he be put. It's interesting stuff. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool will swallow up himself. Whoa. There's a great Arab saying that I heard when I was very young. It's a shame I don't follow it. I'd be out of business if I did. It goes along the lines of, if you cannot improve upon the sound of the wind in the desert, do not speak. I don't know who said that, but I hope it wasn't written by a Jewish guy in Hollywood for a movie where an Arab appeared, like with Omar Sharif. I really hope it's an Arab saying. I don't know. It's pretty good either case. You know, a feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh glad the life, and money answereth all things. Boom! My mother was right. My mother used to say, rich or poor, it's good to have money. I don't know if she was quoting Ecclesiastes and money answereth all things, but she did say, rich or poor, it's good to have money. That was a little joke. I didn't find it funny because I was poor at the time. Oh, God. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. That's nice. That's like karma. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. That's karma. If you give, you get. Those who give shall receive. You know, maybe I'm going to leave radio and become a preacher or something. Maybe I'm going to take a vow of poverty and walk around with a Bible, see what happens to me. I'd probably get beaten up and killed. What if I walked around with a Bible in San Francisco in certain districts? They'd stone me to death, and I'd wind up before Judge Kaczynski, stoned and bruised, and they'd say, come before me. We hear that you've been disturbing the peace in San Francisco. Yes, Your Honor. What is it you've done? You've read that Bible in San Francisco? Death to you. Death to you, because I'm a brilliant judge. Eddie, San Diego, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yeah, Michael, if you were my college professor, I would have graduated. I've never heard such beautiful
Yeah,
words.
I know it. I had professors who I loved, but not too many of them.
Well, all I can say is I'm going to use a phrase that's not as eloquent and not as well spoken, but it's show me the money. Corruption has been around since the beginning of man. Basically speaking, it's one of the biggest things.
So you're alleging, or you're implying, or you're suspecting that the porno industry shopped it to Judge Kaczynski.
Well, let's put it this way. It's one way of getting a one-sided opinion by the judge as far as hearing the case. Now, remember, a judge sits up there and he doesn't decide to be a jury, but he can certainly make that jury listen to the stuff that he.
Yes, he can shut off the prosecution. He can increase the amount of verbiage of the defense. He can dismiss certain articles of evidence. Sure, he can move that case. He can sit over the jury itself, over the jury presidings. The presidings are picking the jury.
Exactly. Now, when you get depressed and you get very, very sad, if you just pick up that book and read it for someone like me, it's basically something that's really done with wonderful goodness, because I don't read the Bible. I tried. I sat there and I tried.
No, I got to tell you, you want to hear something weird? We are symbiotic, Eddie, you and I and me in the audience. I don't necessarily sit and read the Bible alone either. But you know what? I find I have to read it sometimes during a show, because I don't get as intense as this off the air all the time. I would blow up if I did. But when I get involved in a case like this, sometimes I can only turn to the Rock of Ages for salvation, for any kind of sanity, Eddie. I turn to it for me, and I share it with you.
It's well shared and well appreciated, and there's a lot of women out there listening to you, Mike. I mean, I've been talking to people that out of the blue, they say, do you listen to Savage? And I'm not even on the subject, for crying out loud. It's like I didn't ask them. They just tell me.
I think, Eddie, what I think is happening is there's an underground buzz about me going on across this country. That's a tone that's going to become an avalanche very soon because it answers certain needs that isn't being met. Let's put it to you that way. Thank you, Eddie. I hear it in your voice. No, it is for people who are, let's say, lapsed Christians or lapsed Jews who would like to read it, but they don't really want to, or they read it and it means nothing to them. Or they've gone into a synagogue and they've walked out, or they've gone into a church and they hear mumbo jumbo and it means nothing to them. It's not really for the religious people for me to read this. What I'm saying is that, look, there's going to come a day in your life where it's come already that you're going to have to turn to a higher power. You're not going to get through that day. You can take a whole bottle of pills and it's not going to help you. You can cry on a million people's shoulders. It's not going to give you what you need. You can drink a bottle of scotch, rum, gin, doesn't matter. Not going to help you. You're going to have to sit in like cold turkey. You're going to have to face it. And it's the days of cold turkey I'm talking about. The days of that cold turkey, man, that sled, that cell slam shut. You've exhausted all your appeals. Who are you going to turn to? You're going to turn on the television, turn on HBO? And that's why do you think that this book has lasted all these thousands of years? That's what I'm getting at here. Am I a biblical absolutist? Of course not. If I were, I mean, you know, you have to kill everybody you know, including yourself. If you read Leviticus, you know, we all know about the man and the man, but there's so much more in there. You've probably done stuff that you should have been killed for. So you, nobody can be a biblical absolutist because it will turn you into an Islamist. See, Islamists are biblical absolutists. They're throwbacks to 1,000 years ago. They never went through the Reformation that Jews and Christians have gone through. That's the problem with our dear friends. That's the problem with your wonderful friends who are living in the 9th and 10th century. There's a case just came up that I haven't even gotten to, but I'm going to start it right now and get off. I can do it in a minute. Listen to the headline. Troubling passages in text at Virginia school. Textbooks at a private Islamic school in Northern Virginia teach students that it is permissible for Muslims to kill adulterers and converts from Islam, according to a federal investigation released Wednesday. Other passages in the Muslim school's textbook state, quote, that the Jews conspired against Islam and its people, and that Muslims are permitted to take the lives and property of those deemed polytheists. And that would include Christians, Jews, Hindus, and Buddhists. According to the panel, the strict Saudi interpretation of polytheism includes Shiite and Sufi Muslims, as well as Christians, Jews, Hindus, and Buddhists. In other words, they hate you. They hate everybody but themselves. This is what they're putting into the heads of Muslim children in Virginia, in our country, in the year 2008, and these mullahs are not put into the gas chamber. The mullahs are not pulled out by their filthy beards and thrown into a gas chamber. I'll be back.
Savage.
So as this hour winds down and you have to separate yourself with great anxiety from Michael Savage, I have a few other words that I'd like to say about this case. First of all, will direct you to michaelsavage.com because it's right there from the LA Times. And it's a superb article, by the way. You got to read the whole article on the Ninth Circuit's chief judge posted sexually explicit matter on his website. That's just the beginning of it because he's presiding over, I would think, a seminal case on pornography of our time. It's going to be as big as the Larry Flynt case that opened up the floodgates of this filth and the sewer pipe. Remember, it was Larry Flynt's breaking down all previous restrictions on the dissemination of filth that created the sewer pipe and the great big sewer pipes running out of Los Angeles and New York that we are now gagging on. The sewage that now fills our airwaves, the sewage that now fills our homes, the sewage that now fills the ethers themselves was created as a result of that case that Larry Flynt unfortunately won. This case will take it to another level entirely because the vermin who created these so-called films shows bestiality and defecation, urination, as, and he calls it art. And now it's before the Ninth Circuit's chief judge, who, it turns out, likes that kind of stuff, at least some of that stuff, not all of it. And he was appointed by Ronald Reagan, which is a subtext, has a subtext unto itself. Now, what do you mean by bestiality? That means sex with animals. Exodus 18, whoever lieth with a beast shall surely be put to death. Now, luckily for the residents of Emenclaw, Washington, Exodus is not the law of the land. There's an entire town where ranches of this nature exist where people can indulge such sickness. That's because of judges like this, that bestiality is actually permitted in certain parts of America. Lucky for them, there is no law based upon Exodus. There's law based upon the Kaczynskis of the world. And I don't mean Jersey. I mean Alex. And what do we got to say about this? What do we got to say about the arrogance of judges, the fact that they have become laws unto themselves? What have we got to say about the fact that the porno industry is so strong that they could shop this case to a judge who is predisposed to rule in their favor or to move it in their favor? What do we say about that? Well, what do we say? Just go back to the trial of Jesus. I told you that. I mean, you can be shocked and angry all you want. Just this one got caught, that's all. The Sanhedrin. They said, crucify Jesus. Not all of them, some of them. Why? Listen to this. You'll hear why. Listen to a seminal broadcast from the Savage Nation. I'm glad you'll be with me.
To everything.